Hey everyone, this is Tommy. I am the Entrepreneur Dad, and today I wanted to talk about why I sell on two platforms, eBay and Amazon. Now, it might make sense to some to only sell on one. If I focused my efforts on eBay, I could streamline my process a little bit. If I focused on Amazon, I could set up how I do my shipping and processing a little different. It might be easier to focus on one platform and perfect one versus spreading my time out between the two platforms. But there's three main reasons why I choose to sell on both platforms, and it actually makes sense for me. The first one is the customer base. There are people that only shop on eBay. There are people that only shop on Amazon. There is entirely different needs on both platforms. And certain items such as vintage stuff, maybe unique, one-of-a-kind items, is a lot easier to sell on eBay. I can take more pictures of it. I can describe it. Whereas Amazon, it's easier to sell on a listing that's already been created by somebody else. And so the unique one-of-a-kind items or something that's maybe not in the greatest shape but is still collectible, it makes more sense to be selling those on eBay versus on Amazon. Another reason why I sell on Amazon instead of eBay on a lot of items is because of the volume of Amazon. There is so much traffic generated by Amazon. Until you've sold on Amazon, it's hard to imagine how much traffic actually occurs on Amazon. For example, on eBay, you know, I can sell a decent amount of items depending on what I'm selling. On Amazon at Christmas time, I was selling some Lego sets, and I had 30 or 40 of the exact same Lego set, and on Amazon I sold all of them in a 30-minute time period. It's just insane the volume of sales that Amazon does. I've never sold 30 of anything on eBay. I have never even sold 30 items in a single day on eBay. So it's just the volume is amazing on Amazon. But like I said, there's certain items that sell better on eBay, and there's definitely an audience on eBay that doesn't shop on Amazon at all. So splitting my time between the two platforms actually makes sense. And the final reason, and this is perhaps the most important, is it diversifies my business. If for some reason, whatever reason, eBay shut down, or I got suspended on eBay, or got kicked off of eBay, and that was my entire business, my business would be gone. The entire income that I have from eBay would just dry up. It'd be gone. Same with Amazon. If I got kicked off of Amazon and my entire business was based on Amazon, my business would be gone. By building both platforms up, I have that diversity. I have that backup plan where if something happened on one, I could move my stuff to the other. Now, I don't do anything risky where I could get kicked off for the most part. But on Amazon, people have been kicked off before by getting inauthentic claims. Let's say they sell something that's new and the manufacturer, for whatever reason, believes that they're selling a fraudulent product, even if it's something that the seller bought at a retail store, and they could file a inauthentic claim against the seller. And those do happen. And, you know, a single claim is not going to get kicked you off. Is not going to get you kicked off of Amazon. However, if you can't back up that you actually were selling a legitimate product, there's a chance that Amazon could suspend your account either temporarily or indefinitely. And so, because there is that risk selling on Amazon, I always like to diversify. I don't want to put all my eggs in one basket. And you know, I play by the rules. I read the terms of service, and I don't cross them. But you never know what's going to happen in business. And so by selling on eBay and Amazon, I'm covering myself and I'm building both businesses up. And they complement each other because, like I said before, there's different audiences. Certain items sell better on Amazon. Certain items sell better on eBay. So they go hand in hand. And it allows me to sell a wider variety of items than if I was just selling on eBay or just selling on Amazon. Anyway, thanks for listening, and if you have any questions, feel free to call in. Hey, Pav, it's Tommy. I am the Entrepreneur Dad, and to answer your question, it completely varies on how long it takes me to sell an item on eBay. For certain books, I've sold a lot of books on eBay, and some of them I list, and they'll sell within the day or within the week or even within the month. There's other books that I've had sitting on my on my shelf that I've already listed that have been sitting there for 6 months and they still sell, but it's taking a very long time. So it completely depends on what type of book it is, how big the market is for that book. And, you know, it takes time for the right buyer to see your auction. Sometimes the book might sell every 6 months, let's say, or every 8 months. And if I happen to list my book the day before the buyer that's going to buy it, you know, one time in that 8 month period happens to be looking for it, I might sell it within a day. If I listed it 2 days later, it might sit on my eBay store for 6 to 8 months. So it really depends on what the item is and how popular it is and how big the market really is. So unfortunately, there's not a set answer, but it varies completely.
Hey Tommy, loving this station. This is Nick from the Daily Hypothetical. Just to add your lighting comments, I'm also an artist and I take a lot of photos. And one good tip, general rule of thumb, assuming you're in the northern hemisphere, just find a window that's facing north so there isn't actually direct sunlight coming in. And if you go in a room with a window facing north, you're going to be guaranteed to get that nice diffused light. I'm also curious, Tommy, do you actually then take it into your computer and do post-processing? One free program that I've used, it's called GIMP, G-I-M-P. It's kind of like a Photoshop, except it's free and it's open source. And so for folks who want to be able to do basic touch-ups, you get that free program GIMP that'll take care of a lot of it for you as well.
Hey Nick, this is Tommy, the Entrepreneur Dad. I just want to say thanks for that excellent call-in. To answer your question about GIMP, I have actually been using GIMP for quite a long time, actually. For those of you that are not familiar with it, just like Nick said, it is basically a free version of Photoshop. So if you're looking to edit photos and do a little more than you can with it, than you can do in the eBay software, then GIMP is definitely the way to go if you're not wanting to spend the amount of money that it costs to get Photoshop. Photoshop is very expensive, and unless you plan on using it significantly, I would not suggest paying the money for Photoshop. Now, I typically don't use GIMP for my eBay photos. I'm more likely to just do the minor basic editing that you can do within the eBay program, which is, I believe you can lighten and you can crop, and those are the two main things that I'm going to be doing. And I try and take decent pictures, and at least pictures that I don't have to edit or modify much, and I'm not trying to take out, you know, blemishes or clear up the picture and make it look better than it really is. So I don't use a lot of GIMP on my eBay listings. When I'm editing photos, I use GIMP a significant amount. I typically use Lightroom over GIMP because Lightroom, it's more with, you know, changing the exposure and lighting and things like that, whereas GIMP, you can definitely be more creative and manipulate the photo a little more than you can with Lightroom. But again, I like photography. It's something I do in my spare time. It's a hobby of mine. I don't have a lot of free time to spend on photography, and you know, my stuff will be sitting there for weeks at a time without me touching it. But because that is a hobby of mine, that's why I have Lightroom. That's why I have GIMP. So it's not something I use for my eBay business. Rather, it's for my hobby business. But that's why I'm familiar with GIMP and why I've been using it for the most part. Anyway, thanks for that excellent call-in. And I hope my listeners, if you're looking for a free version of Photoshop, definitely check out GIMP. I've been using it and I'm happy with it. Now, it's not as user-friendly, in my opinion, as Photoshop, but you can get all the information you want off of YouTube just trying to figure out how to use it. You know, there's plenty of tutorials on YouTube, and just type in what you're trying to figure out how to do, and most likely a video will pop up of somebody teaching you how to do that. Anyway, thanks for listening. Hey, what's up, everyone? I've been listing on eBay throughout the day, off and on, and I feel like I've made a significant dent in my backlog of items. And one thing I wanted to bring up is if you're going to list some items on eBay and you're doing your research and you're seeing that the profit is just not there or it's not worth your time, you know what? Take those items and put them on Craigslist or Virage Sale or OfferUp. And you know what? Even if the profit might not be quite what you could get on eBay, but it's still something, You know what? If you don't have to make the listing, if you don't have to worry about shipping, packaging it up, and driving down to the post office, just saving time and getting it out of there quickly for cash, it can be worth it. And especially if it's a larger item or a bulky item, something that's going to be a little more difficult to package up properly or to ship, or the shipping is going to be expensive because of the size, you know what? Get rid of it locally. I've gotten rid of a lot of stuff locally, and I'm still making a profit, maybe not quite as much, but if I'm saving time and I don't have to make that extra trip to the post office, or I don't have to take the time to package it up, to me, it is definitely worth it. Now, in this area, Craigslist is big and Viraj Sale. I've heard some places that Viraj Sale isn't as big, and OfferUp is pretty big. In my area, OfferUp, there's not a whole lot going on. And the people that do sell on there, their items tend to be overpriced, and it's not really what I'm looking for in terms of when I'm looking for items or when I'm selling items. But anyway, for me, Viraj Sale and Craigslist is the way to go. And because Craigslist is more or less anonymous, I always like to meet in a public place. I usually meet down the road at the local store, just in the parking lot. You know what? You never know what type of people are going to show up. There's always the horror stories of somebody barging into somebody's house and robbing them at gunpoint, or whatever else happens. And you know what? I'd rather just be safe and meet. And another reason is because, let's say I sell them something and it breaks a week later, I don't want them showing up at my door, 2 weeks later, 3 weeks later, wanting their money back. And I don't want them knowing where I live. It's none of their business. And if you meet them somewhere, you do your transaction, you're done. They have their item, you have your money, and everyone's happy, and that's the end of it. You don't have to worry about them showing up at your door later on. So I always like to meet in a public place. Now, on Viraj Sale, it is tied to your Facebook account, and so there still is that issue of as far as letting somebody know where you live. But because it's tied to my Facebook, they already have my name. If they really wanted to track me down, they could probably do it just because they have my name and my Facebook information already. And so I'm more likely to meet somebody at my house if it's from Viraj Sale, when I could see who I'm meeting. They could make a fake profile, I assume, but I can see who I'm meeting, and usually I can look at their profile and tell if it's a legitimate profile pretty quickly. And they can see mine, and so I'm a little more comfortable meeting people in person on Viraj Sale than I am meeting somebody at Craigslist at my house. Anyway, I just thought I'd bring that up, and I'm getting back to listing now. Thanks for listening.